A substitute village police officer from the dry village of Selawik is in jail in Nome awaiting trial. Brent Norton is charged with supplying alcohol to a minor and having sex with her while she was unconscious. 1 month earlier, Norton received an award at AFN for his dedication to public safety. His case brings up important questions about how VPOs are vetted in villages throughout the state. KNOM's Emily Russell has the story.
On October 17th, Brent Norton, a substitute village police officer from Selawik, was presented with a President's Award at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Anchorage. Norton was recognized for his response to a shooting in Selawik this summer. At that time, he had less than 6 months of experience, but was first on the scene. While the victim died from gunshot wounds, Norton risked being shot at to retrieve the body.
The Glenn Godfrey Law Enforcement Award is given to Alaska Native Law Enforcement Officer who has shown outstanding dedication to the safety of the public in Alaska. The Glenn Godfrey Law Enforcement Award goes to Putnamu Brent James Norton from Selawik.
The Alaska Federation of Natives had no comment on Norton's award. 1 month later, 29-year-old Norton allegedly supplied a 16-year-old girl, Lois Cleveland, with alcohol and later had sex with her while she was unconscious. According to an article published by the Arctic Sounder, the Selawik Clinic received a call from Norton just before 1 a.m. on November 18th. Norton described Cleveland as cold and not breathing. Emergency responders spent 20 minutes trying to resuscitate her before she was declared dead. Norton's record was far from clean prior to this year. In 2006, Norton was arrested and pled guilty for transporting alcohol to a dry village. He was arrested for the same charge again in 2012. Then in February of this year, he was arrested and pled guilty for giving alcohol to a 13-year-old girl. So how did a man with a record for importing and supplying alcohol to minors get hired as a substitute VPO in the dry village of Selawik? Chris Hatch, a program coordinator for village public safety officers in the Northwest Arctic Borough, explains.
According to Alaska statute, only a village can hire a village police officer. They're the only ones who can hire a VPO.
To be clear, a VPSO, which is what Hatch oversees, is different in many ways from a VPO. A VPSO goes through extensive training and vetting compared to what a VPO is put through. But there are some safeguards in place. According to the Alaska statutes, a person with misdemeanor convictions in the last 10 years will be, quote, judged on his or her moral character at the council's discretion. A person convicted of a felony in the last 10 years is ineligible. The incident in February of this year in which Norton supplied alcohol to a minor was a Class C felony. But he was a substitute VPO, so under even less scrutiny. Hatch again.
So what happens in a lot of communities is they hire a VPO, and then they'll hire someone to fill in. So you have a guy who works, you know, 20 hours a week, 30 hours a week, whatever the particular community wants. But when he leaves for some reason, they have someone to fill in for him. In this case, they're calling him a substitute VPO.
While VPOs must pass a background check, the hiring of substitutes is at the discretion of the village. The city of Selawik had no comment for this story. And according to his introduction at this year's AFN convention, Norton's reputation outshone his record.
Residents describe him as dedicated to helping, and he is known for his courteousness and kindness. He is an example of responsibility, courage, and respect.
Norton's involvement in the death of Selawik teen Lois Cleveland will add another felony to his record if he's convicted. He's being held at the Anvil Mountain Correctional Center in Nome with bail set at $50,000. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Russell.